morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team of Prudential Now Realty, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We are here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can count on me, Lance Kenmore, anytime, direct on my cell phone to get a hold of me. Just give us a call, 727-8977, or you could visit us online at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody at the station for working to make this happen. John, how are things going?
Survived the fair.
I know that was a busy radio week for you guys out there.
Oh, yes, it was.
So probably looking forward to a little slower pace.
Well, more or less.
Maybe not, more or less.
More or less.
I like that. We have in the studio with us, we have Mr. Scott Ridgway with Cobalt Mortgage. Scott, how are you?
Doing great. Keeping busy. Holy mackerel, what a market.
Yes, market and rates are definitely driving what's going on right now.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous, yes.
Yeah. Well, after this last week, I mean, talk about volatility. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. But, yeah, we're having a lot of fun.
Very good. Well, we always like to take a look at some local real estate news, what people are seeing out there on other venues or maybe not seeing that's happening. We definitely had this week a deal finalized where the Richland School District purchased 15 acres of land out in West Richland. Now, this is out behind the Mountain View Estates area. If you're going out, if you haven't been out there, check this out. But a lot of people know about the Keene Road extension that now goes all the way and ties into where, like, the old West Richland race way used to be out there. So about halfway out on that Keene Road extension, there's a Belmont out there, and a right off of Belmont and some of that open ground out there, that could potentially be another elementary school out there. So anybody that's listening and has kids in the current elementary schools out there knows, like I know, they are already Wiley at White Bluffs, only 3 years old now. I think it's third year they opened, and they are already almost at 800 students and at capacity.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow. So that area just continues to grow and grow, and the school district is making some awesome plans to facilitate that growth. So
there you go.
So it's crazy, but we continue to grow despite the rest of the nation and the rest of the economy. We are just continuing to bring folks here and expand, and it's just great to be a part of that. So
I guess people like sunshine, huh?
They do. They they like the sunshine. We've had a great couple weeks. Scott, we wanted to do this show today, and, you know, I'm glad to have you here to help chime in on stuff. But one of the biggest things I wanted to talk about is there's kind of been there was a sense after the tax credits ended, there was a sense and some hesitation among buyers after those tax credits had expired. They were looking to see what was going on in the market, and they weren't sure if now it was a good time to continue to buy with not having that tax credit.
Right.
But then we've seen rates plummet even further than when the tax credit was here. And you and I talked about some different things we can still do, but even without that tax credit being there, for first-time home buyers, there are still some great programs available.
Yeah, you know, some of these cities are putting out some pretty amazing programs. So those are some things I know that you're going to talk about here in a little bit.
Definitely, and that's one of the things we wanted to focus on is a lot of times, we have different topics on the show. It felt like to me for the last month we had talked a lot about sellers and what sellers could do, but kind of want to put it a focus as I think people are returning to the buy side of the market and considering that again, the first-time home buyers now that they get settled after the summer. There's a few points before we went over all these topics that I just wanted people and the listeners to remember, and that's that a lot of people do rent, and many times renting is the right decision. When you got to do a cost-benefit analysis for how long you're going to be in the home,
absolutely,
what you think the equity position is you'll gain in that. And if you're only going to be somewhere, usually I can just tell you that if you're only going to be somewhere for 2 years or less, and sometimes we have contract folks like that come in and out of Tri-Cities, usually you're going to do this analysis, and if you're going to be in that home for 2 years or less, it's going to make more sense to rent. So that is something we want to, you know, help people with. If they're looking at buying, we can do that analysis with them and say, look, here, it looks like you're going to be ahead to purchase. And home ownership is good for communities. Families that own their homes, they're more involved in their communities, and they participate in local events. When you have a house that's by a school, you tend to help go to that school park, and you continue mm-hmm. to help keep it up and keep the neighborhoods up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's huge. And it's also, I mean, home ownership is one of the highest goals for many people, even in the current real estate market nationwide. People get personal satisfaction and pride from working in their homes. It's not just an investment. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that got so crazy, you know, in all the buildup in the rest of the nation, is for a lot of people, it was only an investment, but that's not what it's about. You know, that's not the only thing. There's a huge sense of community. And then, like Don Taylor talked about, and we probably need to have that accountant back on the show again.
Absolutely. Very wise man.
Is what he talked about is that there is tax savings associated with home ownership. I mean, there can be significant tax savings associated with that. And home ownership is the primary way that the vast majority of our nation tends to build wealth. So that, you know, that's helpful. Also, stability for you and your family. People have seen, especially in this market, if you've had to rent a place or you've been in a rental the last couple of years, you know, we are at 99% occupancy. And what does 99% occupancy mean? That means that that rates can go up. You know, the market mm-hmm. dictates. It's, mm-hmm. it's basic supply and demand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the rental rates are going to increase. And so you don't have that stability of knowing what the rates will increase to as you would if you owned your own home.
Absolutely.
So those are a couple of the things that that we wanted to you know, point out, why we like to work with first-time home buyers, why we like to make that possible. But, you know, it comes down to there has been this tightening lending requirements.
Mm-hmm.
There's been this mortgage crisis. So, Scott, you know, should anybody even consider still buying a home? Can we still get a first-time home buyer a home?
Oh, holy smokes. I mean, you just Lance is just hitting on all cylinders here today. I'll tell you what, all the things that you have said just really kind of wrap it all up. And that is just the stability of homeowners. And as far as people buying homes as first-time home buyers right now, you know, we still have these incredibly low down payment programs like FHA. It only takes 3.5% down in order to purchase a home. With interest rates where they are right now, odds are you're going to have a house payment that is below what it would take to rent the same type of property. And, you know, that pride of home ownership, I mean, go around and take a look at just the front yards of homes that people own predominantly versus homes that people are renting.
Yeah, there's a huge difference.
So talking about community and pride of home ownership, I mean, really, you're hitting on everything here.
Well, and one of the things that came up, you know, was I just did some rough numbers. I mean, I'm not the lender, but I mean, right now, if you're looking at the way rates have dropped,
right.
If you go from, say, on a $100,000 home for a first-time home buyer, if you go from a 6% loan to a 5% loan
mm-hmm.
on a 30-year loan, that's going to change your payment from like $760 to $770 a month down to $680.
Yes.
And that's just what's happened over the last couple months.
Yes.
So, you know, people have gone ahead and made a $80 a month, you know, swing mm-hmm. in their payments. And so,
see, what I don't understand is when you see something that you're purchasing at the store, let's just say it's your case of bottled water. If it's normally $4
mm-hmm.
and it drops to $2, people are rushing to go get stuff and go buy stuff and take advantage of that good deal. But there's just so much uncertainty in this economy that the news media, a lot of the media that's out there, television, CNBC, a lot of that stuff has got so much kind of scare tactic of, well, what's going to happen? What could happen? Is it going to double dip? Where are we going with all this? And so it's got people kind of frightened to a standstill where they're not quite sure if they should go buy that water for $2. Maybe it'll go to $1.75. Well, I don't want to miss that 25 cents. Well, right now, when you look at what we've talked about over the past shows, is when you've got interest rates, 30-year fixed interest rates, below a 200-year moving average by almost a full percentage point, are you going to try to drive over that turnip and get that one last little drop? Or are you going to take advantage of a very, very good opportunity to set your family and yourself up for long-term wealth building at really ridiculously low interest rates? So
wow.
That's what we're encouraging people to do, is take a look at the big picture, set your goals, figure out where you want to be. If you're going to be there longer than 2 or 3 years, then it absolutely makes sense to be a homeowner now and call us, call Lance, call myself. We're here to help you and show you the different opportunities that you have right now. So give us a call.
And that's one of the things that you hit on that you talked about is said, yes, Lance, those programs are still available. And like you said, it only takes 3.5% with FHA to buy that. Mm-hmm. But what if these rates are so low and you want to take advantage of that? And what if you don't exactly have that 3.5% done now? A lot of people are telling people, you know, you're up, you're dead in the water, you're done. But mm-hmm. that's not exactly the case.
Nope.
If you've got the good credit, let's take a look at some of these programs and let's go to Richland first.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to tell you folks out there, there are a lot of people at our local cities, Richland, Kennewick, and Pasco. You've got Michelle Burden over at Richland. You've got you over at Kennewick. You've got Darlene. These people help facilitate these programs. And I can tell you, just with talking with Michelle over there at the city of Richland, they have already helped 23 families so far
wow.
this year with this down payment assistance program.
That's fantastic.
So you don't quite have all the down payment saved up, but you you want to get into your take advantage of these low rates.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do is you can go to the city of Richland. There are requirements. We'll go over some of them today, but we won't go into all the details because there are specific people hired to do that
mm-hmm.
And look at it all. But basically what happens is they call it, I feel like we're going to NASA with acronyms again, but they call it DPA, folks. So if I say mm-hmm. DPA, it's down payment assistance.
Okay.
There is money available. I checked just a couple days ago on this. The city of Richland is estimating they should have enough money for the rest of this year. So there's still
wow.
money available. Even though they've helped 23, projections show they should have enough money available. What you can do is you can get from the city up to $4,000 for down payment assistance and reasonable loan closing costs that you might have. This can be combined with other down payment assistance programs, and you have to be a first-time home buyer.
Mm-hmm.
You might ask yourself, okay, so they're going to give me assistance on this $4,000. What is the interest rate? What is that going to cost me? Well, I'll tell you what, folks, it's going to cost you 0%.
Free 90 free.
Free money. That's
yep.
That's exactly what we were saying. Now, so then you're like, okay, well, you know, what are the payments going to be on this extra money that I'm borrowing? Because you don't want to increase your payments and get into, you don't want to increase your payments and get into a situation where you can't afford the house. So the beauty of these programs is, what are these payments? Well, I tell you what, they're deferred. There are no payments on this down payment assistance until the house is sold or title is transferred. So what you can do is you can use this money to help meet that 3.5% requirement,
which is about $110,000 to $115,000 home.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then help you get into this house still with an FHA loan, assuming you make the other qualifications and meet the income requirements.
Mm-hmm.
You are basically getting into this home with, there are still zero down programs out there designed to help homeownership and designed to help first time home buyers. And so these are not, I mean, people might say, oh, only 23, but no, these are not programs that nobody takes advantage of, that nobody qualifies for. I mean, we already have a track record of people doing this year and helping buy these houses.
Mm-hmm.
So combined with those programs, combined with a lender like Scott, who's willing to point out to people that this stuff exists, a lot of lenders that you'll go to, people say, oh, you don't have the 3.5% saved up. Sorry, there's nothing we can do to help you.
Yeah.
Well, that's not the case here, because there are some other options and there's great people in place. Now, over at Kennewick, we'll talk more about this after the break, but they've already done 54 this year.
Wow.
So there are families every day taking advantage of these programs. We'll talk a little bit more about how that works after the break. We'll talk a little bit more about what's going on with Kennewick and Pasco. But we can help you navigate this process. It is not super difficult. There's a couple other inspections that apply. Of course, the city of Richland, they have to come out and inspect the property, because they too, like the lender, they want to know that they're not putting people in a dangerous position. They want to make sure there's no peeling lead-based paint.
Mm-hmm.
They want a lot of the same requirements that that FHA and HUD would require, but they just want to double check. But they're very good about getting out in a timely manner, getting these done, and then helping people fund these loans. I mean, it's great to think that these programs are designed to help our community, help our citizens, and we can help people get into homes.
Wow.
So great program still out there. After the break, we'll talk with Scott a little bit more about how you can facilitate those loan programs, get the ball rolling, and we'll also have some property to talk about.
Coming up next on the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We are talking about first-time home buyers today. I remember being a first-time home buyer and going through that process and what it's like. And you know what? When I think about, too, I remember my agent, you know, and the two people that helped me make that transaction possible. One of them goes way back in my family, and one of them pushing me was my grandmother. You know, I mean, she had owned property and built wealth through her life doing that, owning farm ground, you know, here in Pasco and taking the investments from that and moving it to other states and, you know, just kind of grew up a little bit of an empire. And I'll never forget, she was the one that pushed me with some of these programs, you know, right out of college, you mm-hmm. know, and was just like, Lance, here's what you got to do. I can help you with this. Here's what you should do it. And so, yeah, I've never forgotten that. And it just, like, I love seeing people go through that again now as we help people from the real estate side. So based upon that and me remembering that, and I know, Scott, there's specific rules we have to look for. A lot of people for their first home, whether it be a wedding present or a wow. family helping or a family helping, not the whole house.
Okay.
I was going to, geez, Louise.
Here you go. Here's a nice
was,
house for you to
I was
going to
talk
like
about
that.
A little bit of down payment assistance to get help. So,
okay.
So Scott, can people still use gift funds? How does that work? I know mm-hmm. there's rules to follow and
sure.
and let us know a little bit about that so our first-time homebuyers out there have some education.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I love that story you tell about your grandmother because obviously it takes wisdom, and that's only gained through experiences over mm-hmm. time. So that's what wisdom really is. And so she points out that it's important to buy an appreciable asset versus a depreciable asset. A depreciable asset being something like a car that
yes.
you have to have that's the most recent hot rod that you buy for $20,000, and then when you sell, it's worth $10,000.
As soon as you drive off the lot.
Bingo. So that's a depreciating asset. If you look at an appreciating asset, that is a home typically or some sort of a real estate piece that goes up in value over time. Mm-hmm. So that's what Lance and I try to do is we make sure that we're showing people how to create wealth over time, and that is by getting into the real estate market, buying your first home. So the city programs that are out there that help you with down payment assistance are fantastic. You should absolutely take advantage of that if you can. And then there's gift fund documentation and gift funds. What gift funds are gifts. They are not loans. They are implied to have no repayment. So that's why there's a gift letter that's required. It has to be from a family member or somebody like a fiance or somebody that you've had a long-standing relationship with. It doesn't have to be a blood relative anymore. And on FHA, that 3.5% down payment that we talk about, that on a $150,000 home is what, $5,250, something like that. Let me just check that real quick.
Yeah, you know,
3.5%, $5,250.
Round number, 52. You've done this before.
Yeah. So that's the dollar figure. And if you have a family member that's willing to say, hey, tell you what, in order to help you get into your first house at $150,000, which buys a beautiful home here in Tri-Cities, it's going to be $5,250 that they can gift you. And we just show documentation of their ability to gift you the funds to make sure you didn't go out and take a loan for it, mm-hmm. because that would impact your debt-to-income ratios. So all of the down payment on an FHA loan can be from gift funds. So there's a whole bunch of different ways to put you into your first home. Give us a call. Let us take our experience and knowledge and help you craft a plan that works for you right now while these interest rates are low, while there's so many fantastic homes on the market, and while it's still, you know, summer where people are, you know, have their homes listed and there's a lot of great inventory out there to look at.
Definitely. Now, let me build off of what Scott just said. Let me give you a perfect example from the city of Kennewick. Program. Mm-hmm. They've got also a down payment assistance program. They also have what's called a gap program.
And this that's is a good program.
And so what we have now, so that example that Scott just said, okay, $5,250 is what it'll take to meet the down payment requirement. You can get that gifted.
Right.
That's a big chunk of
or
money.
Any portion of it.
So now, so we look at that and say, okay, we need $5,250, but we don't quite have that. The first time home buyer has a relative that says, I'll tell you what, I'll give you roughly half of that. I'll give you $2,500.
Right.
You can then go to, and this is reading right out of the City of Kennewick. You can go to their website and to the City of Kennewick website, and you can look up the first time home buyer down payment assistance, and you can get the application. Right out of there, it says the city can match the applicant's contributions, which may include monetary gifts from family or friends. Hmm. So you put the your family puts in $2,500, then you qualify for the city to match that and give you another $2,500. And here's the best part about their 50-50 match portion. It is in the GAP financing program. It is forgiven. Now, we're not talking about deferred now and due on sale. It is forgiven 20% each year for 5 years, meaning if you stay in that house for 5 years, that loan is gone.
Yep.
Wow. So that truly is, like we talked about, there still is free money out there available. So if you know you're going to be in an area, they want to keep people in areas long term. Mm-hmm. They know people that have been in houses 4 or 5 years. Build that sense of community, have home ownership. At the same time, usually what happens is not only is that $2,500 balance going down, but you're gaining appreciation every year. I mean, this is like the double whammy. So instead of gaining, you know, instead of gaining 3%, you know, you might gain 3.5% because a certain portion of that was forgiven. So, I mean, those type of programs where you can truly get money like that, I mean, are just, I mean, they're just amazing programs.
And the difference between renting and owning, like Don Taylor talks about, is that the mortgage interest that you're paying on your loan is also tax deductible. So the potential triple whammy here is you may get a little bit more money back on your tax return as a result of being a homeowner while your home is appreciating, and you're getting free money from the city.
That's exactly right. Now, Scott, I know when people come in and make application for the loan with you, there is some things to consider. So what we are doing is pointing out programs that can help people with the down payment assistance and help people do this. Nothing changes, though, about qualifications. I want to be perfectly clear with the listeners and stuff.
Absolutely.
There's no sort of like funny loans here that we're not talking about interest only. Every other qualification has to remain the same. You have to have
good credit,
good job history. Have to have good credit, and you have to have the ability to repay this loan.
Yep, sufficient income to cover. So up to at least 41% of your income, gross income, going towards your house payment and any additional monthly obligations if you're doing an FHA loan.
So what these programs are designed to do, if you had everything in place except for the total down payment saved up, if you had everything else in place, this gives you a head start on purchasing the home. And I would argue that right now, with where rates are today, you might want a head start because I mean, if there was ever a reason to jump into rates, if you look at the interest savings from 1 and 1.5 points over the course of 5 years, how much money you would save in interest, you will see very quickly. And it takes us like 2 minutes to do those amortization schedules.
You know, the savings in interest could make up the down payment, really, if you look at a five-year window.
It's a huge, huge amount. So those are that is what we are focusing on with first-time home buyers. That is what we are helping people do, whether it's through gift funds, whether it's through down payment assistance. We just finished up on our team a deal. One of my buyer's agents working went through the down payment assistance program, got the GAP financing. I mean, it was like the double, triple whammy, put a first-time home buyer into a house. This gal is so excited about her house, and it's just great to see.
Wow.
So
that's what we're here to do, serve the community.
But what you said, are there any properties available that this would work on?
You know, I sure hope that you've got the pick three.
I would tell you and argue that there is properties
Scott, is that he starts levitating off of his seat.
Well, this is where John and I look at each other like, wow, that'd be a great house to buy.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, with these rates as low as they are, that'd be a great investment.
So number one, Kennewick. And folks, people used to shy away from this program because Kennewick used to have targeted areas where you could only use this program in. Those areas are gone. It is the city of Kennewick. There is
no
specific
city limits. Yeah, which we know are pretty expansive.
There, I was looking at the map before the show, and you know, when you see it from the map view and you see the boundaries are gone and it opens up the whole city, it makes a big, big difference. So, pick number one, 1,809 square foot townhouse. on the market for $130,000. This is located at 1506 West 4th Place in Kennewick. This townhouse is only 4 years old. It's a detached unit, so it's a townhouse, so it qualifies. Three bedroom, two bath, stucco exterior. This thing is dialed in. You can use this type of program to purchase this townhouse for $130,000. Get 1,800 square feet that's only 5 or 6 years old.
Wow.
And they've already done one in this development this year. As I was looking on the website for the city of Kennewick. So this is not a made-up example. I have a place available in this unit for sale, and they've already done one there. I mean, we're just doing again what somebody else has already done before us. Pick number two, if you were looking at using some of Pasco's programs, there's a foreclosed home right now that's on the market. It's for $109,000, located at 718 West Bonneville in Pasco. This home has four bedrooms, two baths, hardwood floors, basement, 2,300 square feet.
Wow.
Foreclosed home for $109,000 that you could put a big family into. You could put, I mean, if someone just wanted an extra room, anybody that wanted to look for that much square feet, you could get into that for $109,000 utilizing down payment assistance.
Lance, that's $47 a square foot.
Yeah, I mean, it's really phenomenal. This is one of those, I checked, this is one of those HUD foreclosures.
Wow.
And so it's a fabulous deal. Pick number three in Richland. We just picked up this listing. It's located at 402 Adams in Richland. The house is priced at $95,000.
Mm.
Three bedrooms, one bath. Just finished putting in a new yard. Cleaned it all up. Repainted the inside. Great, great location. Right as you come into Richland there, first light, you can take a left. I mean, so you are close to the freeways if you work in Pasco, if you want to go to the mall. The proximity to the services of this location, $495,000, is just phenomenal. So I would definitely, if you are a first-time home buyer out there, you've been considering, thinking about purchasing, number one is, like we talked about, you do have to qualify. Then we can talk to you about these other programs. I would suggest if you want to see any of these homes, call Scott. Let's get you pre-qualified. Let's get you on a program to use these programs and move on down the road. So, Scott, if people want to do that and find out how it is possible, they may be renting right now and they're ready to move to ownership, what is the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
737-6004. Give me a call at Cobalt Mortgage. We have a whole bunch of people that we are always working with to help them get their credit scores up, collect down payment, figure out what paper trails need to be in order for them to be approved and ready to go. Mm-hmm. So call me at Cobalt Mortgage, Scott Ridgway, 737-6004, so we can help you to get prepared to be out shopping for a home with Lance.
Folks, I tell you what, the market is changing dramatically right now. It's not just on a local scale. We are monitoring stuff that is happening. I will tell you that there are going to be some crazy things coming the next couple months. We have an election year. We have legislation that is pending. We have people whispering about programs in the bushes to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there is going to be a lot of changes coming. We appreciate everybody that's tuned in this summer to listen. We look forward to a great, great fall and a lot of changes that could potentially be happening in the real estate market and keeping everybody informed on those. So we are going to hold on for the ride and report as much as we possibly can. If anybody needs any help, feel free to call me at any time direct on my cell phone at 727-8977, or you can always shoot us a quick email at kenmoreteam.com.
And remember the podcasting too. And we'll see you next week right here on the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update.